Right now, it's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane or Director of Content Mike Arnold join Central Time or The Morning Show to bring us up to speed on WPR programming and operations. Mike Crane is with us today. A lot to discuss, including a new host of The Morning Show, some special political series, upcoming community events, and more. And we want to hear what you have to say or ask about WPR at 800-642-1234. Did you get a chance to listen to the new morning show today? What do you want to hear more or less of on WPR? And do you have questions about what's going on behind the scenes? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, welcome back.
It's great to be here, and it was nice to tune in and hear Carrie, who's new to Wisconsin, get a great introduction in her very first hour when the discussion was about great moments in Wisconsin history. And so she's off to a good start. She had the state capitol report, as we do on Mondays, and more topics tomorrow. Kevin McKinley stops by to be with her on the morning show. It's great to have Carrie in our midst, and also just a huge thank you to Kate Archer Kent, who I think probably ended up subbing for much longer than she'd planned, just because
they call
how
that long relief in baseball.
Yes, that's right, the long reliever. And so thanks to both them and to Carrie for joining us, and I look forward to hearing what people think of Carrie and her show as things develop.
Yeah, it's always a big change when there's a change of who's behind the microphone here.
Oh yeah, you know, there's no doubt that this was a momentous year for us, with two very longtime hosts retiring and another one moving on to another job. The one-time co-host of this show, and so that's pretty jolting when you think about the fact that people are listening to the radio in intimate spaces, like their car with maybe just themselves, or in the kitchen, or things like that. These are familiar people. We feel like we know them after a while, and so it's a big change. Well, I hope you'll get to know Carrie and think, as we do, that she's going to be a great addition to the team.
And Kate, we will still hear her voice on both of our networks.
That's right. For the moment, what we're going to have Kate doing is she's going to start subbing on Morning Edition on the News and Classical Network, where we're looking for a new host for the local portions of the show, because Maureen McCollum, who'd been doing that job, is now the new producer of our Wisconsin Life series. Things change.
Right. And it's fun. I mean, people have worn different hats here over the years. Maureen, a familiar voice. You hear her on the Ideas Network, on the Morning News, on the other network a lot more. And now she's doing a new cool thing for her.
Yeah. And, you know, you weren't always the host of Central Time.
True.
Maybe it feels like that for the last couple of years.
It feels like a long time. It feels really new in a lot of ways, too.
Right.
Let's go to our callers, Mike. Rose is with us in Menominee Falls. Rose, hi.
Hi there. I'm calling because I heard Kate Archer Kent, I believe, last week or before, saying that the Friday morning political show, where they have guests from two different sides give their presentation, that was going to be reevaluated. And that is one of the shows that I absolutely always tune into. And so I would really, really hate to see that. There have been a lot of other changes, and I miss Kathleen Dunn. I miss some of the more local shows. But anyway, my opinion is, please don't take that away.
Rose, thanks a lot for the call. And that is at least a temporary change, and there's going to be some thought as to what happens there, Mike?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that happens when you have a new and very creative person in your midst is you look at everything you're doing and you say, should we keep doing that? And one of the things that, Rose, thank you so much for that comment. One of the things that we've heard sometimes on the Mondays with Mike segment is people saying, well, you have a politics thing the very next hour on point. Why do you need two? And so that's something we're thinking about. And I think Carrie wants to have a chance to kind of feel how she's doing in the show and get to know our state better. And so it may come back. It may be a little different. We just don't know quite yet, but definitely in hiatus for a little bit.
Rose, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go next to Kenneth in Janesville. Kenneth, hi.
Hello. I know there's this tradition of not having a biography of the people coming new on the air, but I wish we knew more about the people that are coming, talking to us from the cloud, so to speak.
Kenneth, thanks a lot. We have some of that online, right, Mike, about Carrie. And I talked to Carrie on the show last Friday. So she comes to us. I can fill in a little bit of the details for you. She comes to us from public radio, hosting in Las Vegas. Basically exactly the same kind of place as Wisconsin. I think I made that joke on Friday. Kind of a different place. She also had some years working in Chicago. So she's so
familiar with the Midwest. If
the
not
weather
specific.
Won't be a shock to her coming from, because that's what you worry about, right? Somebody coming from Nevada.
Why would they want to come to this really cold place with lots of darkness?
But she's ready to rock.
It's a wonderful
that.
Place. That's why.
But we do have, I think at WPR.org, I think there's some bio information about
that.
That's
right. And I was going to mention this later, but one of the ways you can often find out about people and things going on is to subscribe to our e-newsletter. It's called Radio Waves, and you can just go to wpr.org/radiowaves and sign up for that, and that typically is where you'll find the bio of the new person. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, you can search around WPR.org to find things, but that'll send you the link. So that's a really good idea to sign up for that.
I do that so much, Mike. I'm subscribed twice on one of my personal email accounts and on my work account here. So I saw that bio of Carrie not once, but two times.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that call. Kenneth, want to look at some more of the news out there here, Mike. We've got a governor's race going on in Wisconsin. You may have known that. I think you might have been aware of that, Mike.
Oh, yes.
And we're our news people, our state capitol staff in particular, they're profiling, well, a lot of candidates.
Yeah, one of the challenges at this moment in the development of the governor's race and the Democratic side is there are 10 qualified candidates. How do you get to know that many people and make decisions if you're going to be voting in a Democratic primary? Well, one of the ways is to take advantage of the candidate profiles that we'll be doing, and we'll cover the Republican side too, the governor, but just WPR.org to listen anytime, or you will hear the profiles on an ongoing basis on both of our networks, because we're trying to make sure that you do have an opportunity to become informed about the people that are running.
And you'll hear those on both networks, and we'll play one of those. We had Governor Walker's profile on the show on Friday. We start the Democrats today, and that'll play at 4:55 and 6:55. I think I have those times right. So people can meet that bevy of Democratic candidates starting today.
And, you know, that'll obviously thin out as time goes on, but we do really, and this goes back forever, we've always wanted to make sure that people can be good citizens of the state and have the opportunity to think about the candidates and the issues, and this is one of those opportunities.
Talking to Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, it's Mondays with Mike. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. Back to your calls. Mike is with us in Appleton. Mike, hi.
Hi. So again, I wanted to echo the sentiment of the first caller. Week in Review is probably my favorite show of the week, although I listen every day from 6 to 9 to the morning show. And in this time of divisive, you know, just divisiveness to the nth degree, I really feel to hear a progressive and a conservative, you know, speak genuinely but politely to each other is important. I know you have to make decisions, but I just wanted to have my voice heard.
Great. Thank you, Mike. And you said something really key in your comments that I know won't change, which is the opportunity to speak politely and respectfully with each other. That's a really key part of our values at Wisconsin Public Radio. And whether the format is exactly the same or not, you can absolutely rely on us covering issues and inviting people to disagree agreeably is what we call it here. And so thanks for the input. And I know one of the things is that our program team really does pay attention to the comments they hear, not just on Mondays with Mike, although they do, but also your emails and your letters and all that. That input is really helpful to them.
And thanks a lot for that call, Mike. We've talked about doing that a little more on Central Time, too. A lot of times we would have, if we do, you know, two sides on an issue as opposed to just kind of one summing up the issue, mm-hmm. we might do one here, one there. We periodically had an interesting back and forth about Wisconsin's economy with a couple economists on either side of a debate. We've done that on other issues. That's something we could do more, even if we don't bill it as a weekly thing.
Yeah.
So that's an option, too. Thanks a lot. Great to hear from you, Mike. Let's go next to Brad in Avoca. Brad, hi.
Hi, Rob and Mike. It's nice to hear you, and love Central Time. Love the network. My comment would be, well, I also want to quickly echo that I like the weekend review, but my main comment would be on 9 p.m. on these weeknights on the Ideas Network, I wonder if we could just repeat some locally produced programming that people don't have time to hear either during the day or during the weekend. I know it's too expensive to make a show or buy a show, but I was wondering if instead of the BBC on that 9 to 10 p.m., if we could go back to replaying like you have in the past.
Thanks, Brad. That is for listeners that haven't been around quite as long, that is something we used to do a lot more extensively a number of years ago. And until pretty recently, we had at least an hour here and there in the evening that were repeats of the daytime shows. Repeats are such an issue for us. We're never sure which way to go. Some things we repeat on the weekends, although we've reduced some of that over time. And because of the extensive availability of podcasting and the internet, some of the comments here are, in terms of the programming staff and some listeners as well, is you need something fresh. I'm tuning in not to hear the thing I already heard this morning. And then we hear from Brad, who sees the other way. So we do our best to choose. But thanks, Brad, for the comment.
Thanks a lot for the call. We are talking to Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the June edition of Mondays with Mike. You can join in with your questions, your thoughts on what you hear on the air. 800-642-1234. What program or kind of program would you like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, especially on weekends? Do you have questions about what we do here? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane is with us talking about all things WPR on the June edition of Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Call in with your thoughts on what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, your questions about what goes on here and behind the scenes for that matter. Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Before we go back to our callers, Mike, a couple things I want to make sure we get to. Some of our listeners in the La Crosse area may have heard and have told us they've heard something a little off going on. What's going on in the La Crosse transmitter?
The transmitter WHLA-FM is sometimes, for the moment, needing to go either to very low power or maybe even off occasionally if needed. What's going on is that we're rebuilding the WHLA-TV channel on that tower. As a result of a longer conversation than we have, the channels for a lot of TV stations around the country have been changing, and we're taking the opportunity to get everything fixed up for the future on that television channel for Wisconsin Public Television. In order to keep the tower workers safe, sometimes we got to turn things down so that they can safely move through the spot on the tower where the FM transmitter is without too much exposure to radio waves. So we'll get that fixed soon. I don't have an exact date, but the latest reports we're seeing is that the work is going very well. In the meantime, thank you for bearing with us.
And I wanted to take a peek at some community events we have coming up, Mike. We've got some coming up actually as soon as this week, right?
Yeah, we have the Simply Folk Shindig. That's going to be this Thursday. Three great Wisconsin bands, Art Stevenson and Highwater, Joseph Huber and Nicolin Rose. And we'll have live music and food and drink and a lively dance floor. And that is at the Rothschild Pavilion just outside Wausau. But don't let it stop you if you're a little farther from Wausau, because it's a lot of fun. And that's, again, that's Thursday, June 7th, this week.
And then we've got one in Stevens Point on the 23rd, a Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we have a mix of ticketed and free events. This one is a listener appreciation event at Farm Shed in Stevens Point. Light refreshments. I know for sure that Stephanie Elkins from the News and Classical Network and Larry Mueller from this network are planning to be there. And some folks from our regional Central Wisconsin office will be there as well. And you don't have to register, but I'll suggest that you do, because you can make sure you'll get your free WPR pint glass at the event, and you can register at wpr.org/presents.
Let's go back to our callers. Frank is with us in Onalaska. Frank, hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Usually the programming is excellent. The hosts and guests are right on. But you got some new on-air talent, as some of the old folks have gone their own ways. So when those new hosts mispronounce Wisconsin place names, Indian names, old listeners like me cringe. So maybe just that introductions for take a week, take a map, read every name you can see, practice with somebody that knows those names, because there's nothing worse than to hear something mispronounced in our home state.
Frank, thanks. I remember, I think I mostly get them right now. I've been a resident of Wisconsin for about 10 years. But I know that one of my challenges was I had to know that I didn't know.
Right.
And so we'll work with Carrie on that and any of the other hosts. For instance, when I look at what I know now is Waupun, it looks to me like Waupun. Mm-hmm. If it looks like, you know, anything. Or Muscadet looks like Muscoda. But it isn't. And so one of the things we rely on, everyone that loves language probably enjoy this, is there's a website we look at when we know we're wrong. It's called Mispronouncer, MISSPronouncer.com. And she's a great big help in helping us to figure that out. But thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, I've been here 27 years in Wisconsin now. And every now and then a caller comes in with one that's new to me. And I have that moment of, am I going to get this right? We've got a lot of place names in Wisconsin. And we've got we still have those. Yeah, I see it right there, the blue book that when I was a call screener here, I used to use and flip through and make sure I was spelling it right.
It was written actually right here at our station many years ago.
Right.
We keep copies around.
Still very useful. I hope somebody digitized that somewhere so we can't just lose it accidentally.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that call. Let's go to Tom in, here's one, but it's in Iowa, so I can be forgiven. Tom in Waukon, Iowa?
Waukon,
Iowa. Okay, it's in Iowa, so I'm going to forgive myself this one, Tom. But go ahead, Tom. What did you want to bring up?
I want to ask Mike about an issue of fairness in terms of reporting. Back when he first came on as head of WPR, he addressed a club, Niagara Club, in Madison, and indicated that the National Public Radio tracks Middle Eastern coverages, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
As to which side of issues, you know, the program may look like it's favoring. And afterwards, he indicated that, kind of private discussion that NPR really didn't change much because that percentage pretty much stayed the same. So my question is, Mike, have you done anything in terms of Wisconsin public radio to try to balance that kind of coverage out? And if the second question is, if stuff isn't changed, what's the purpose of tracking that stuff? And I hope it's not to advertise to a particular group of donors that you're still on message, to be frank.
Yeah, thank you for the comments. I don't recall the exact nature of that conversation. That was, you have a good memory, Tom. It was a long time ago that I did that discussion. But I at that time, and I would have to check and see where NPR stands in terms of those tracking things right now. But at that time, NPR was doing a regular tracking of their coverage of Israel. Because that's NPR, if you mean do I track that about Israel for WPR programs, I don't. We don't often take up that topic. We tend to be much more focused on state and national, not international issues. Not that we never cover them. But I always appreciate people's thoughts on those things as we go. We really aren't beholden to any donors other than we try to serve you all very well. And so we're not trying to impress a donor with any of our coverage. We're trying to do our best to do a good job of covering the news and having the conversations that you would expect us to have on the Ideas Network. So thanks for the comment, Tom.
Tom, thanks for that call. We'll go next to, let's go to Tom in Port Wayne. Tom, hi.
That's Port Wing.
Port Wing. See, I'll blame
that's our call screener's fault.
Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. Port Wing, I know. Well, Port Wayne, I didn't.
I called last month to talk to Mike. I was a chair of the Republican Party, 40-plus year listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, so I'm not just a fly-by-nighter. The representation of Republicans on Wisconsin Public Radio is pathetic. Your weekend edition, as far as I'm concerned, a Republican Americans are weak. Many of them, some are good, but many are weak. And I'm wondering when we're going to see some real conservative Republican voice on Wisconsin Public Radio. We also pay taxes.
Tom, I'm going to jump in because we're just about out of time. Thanks for calling from Port Wayne.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for the comments. I think we do a really pretty good job of welcoming people from all different stripes. Sometimes people won't agree to come on because they have sort of a notion of who we are and maybe haven't discovered that they're going to do, like we talked about earlier in the show today, they're going to be respected and listened to. And I'm sorry that your perception is what it is, but we really do want to have a great variety of voices on the air. I think deeply inside what we think is that the solutions to our problems, whether that's local, state, national, whatever, the solutions are in trying to have dialogue with each other. You know, we don't on any side all have the right ideas. We had to work it out together.
Thanks for that call. Just real briefly, Mike, people may have been hearing about the UW Extension, UW Madison merger. We're going to be shuffled. We're part of this news. Is this going to affect what people hear that much?
I really don't think so. One of the things that has happened as we've been talking with our soon-to-be new bosses at UW Madison as opposed to UW Extension where we've been housed, they get us. They understand, first of all, that WPR it was invented right on the campus of UW-Madison. And you can tell, too, that they really understand and embrace the idea that we are a statewide service, and they are glad to be a part of that. So we look forward to that new relationship.
Mike, good to talk to you. Look forward to hearing you on the morning show next month. That was Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He stops by the first Monday of the month on Central Time or the morning show to talk about the latest on WPR programming and answer your questions, too.